Republican Senator Dean Heller and Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen traded barbs in their first and only debate. KUNR's On Gray reports healthcare took center stage.
The first question posed to the candidates addressed healthcare and whether there should be protections in place for people with pre-existing conditions. Off the bat, Heller was quick to remind voters that he supported some of Governor Brian Sandoval's healthcare efforts, including the state's Medicaid expansion.
We talked about the very issues that we think are most important. One, pre-existing conditions should be part of any healthcare bill.
Rosen called Heller out for voting to pass the tax reform bill in December that helped to roll back the Affordable Care Act by nixing the individual mandate.
And we need to be sure, number one, that we protect those pre-existing conditions that Senator Heller and his colleagues want to slash.
Toward the end of the debate, Rosen goaded Heller to look into the camera and tell a Reno family he met last year why he voted against the ACA and broke his health care promise. Heller defended his stance.
There's a woman there. Her name's Teresa Bohannon. She has a son. His name happens to be Dean. He was born with a congenital heart defect. He's going to have a pre-existing condition his whole life. Sure. He's going to need surgeries and care.
So I have two grandchildren with pre-existing conditions. I think it's ridiculous, Congresswoman, that you think that I wouldn't be there for the health and safety of my own grandchildren.
Currently, there is a GOP-led lawsuit involving 20 states that alleges the ACA is unconstitutional and threatens the protections in place. In response to that lawsuit, Heller said that he helped draft a Republican bill that includes protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Rosen said that she signed on to a House resolution to defend the constitutionality of the ACA's pre-existing conditions provisions. For KUNR News, I'm Ann Gray.